Welcome to another episode of Discover Harmony Florida. I'm Kristen McCary and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connect, a real estate company.
It is officially the beginning of May 2022.
It is.
I don't know about you, but like, I feel like once you pass Easter for me, like the whole rest of the year until summer comes is like so fast.
Oh, I know. Definitely. I mean, especially the kids getting out of school earlier than most places across the United States, and just before you know it, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, don't forget Halloween. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Hey, that's like my holiday. We talked about that.
Yes.
So with it being the beginning of another month, we're going to go ahead and talk about the Harmony real estate market for April of 2022. So what was going on in April of 2022? It seems like things... Well, let me tell you, I didn't look at the reports yet. It felt busier. It felt like we had more listings... I don't know.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, you know, I mean, out of all the zip codes in St. Cloud, 34773, which includes us and going east, so that includes Hollipar. I mean, we're the slowest zip code by far.
Right.
But we only had 13 that sold in the month of April. Right now, we only have 13. It's a 13 number. 13 total actives. Two of those are in the 55 and plus and pending at 68. And five of those are 55 plus. So still not a whole, and that includes Harmony West. We're still including Harmony West. I think once the other developments around us with the Harmony names all get named, we'll probably just remove them from our report and do it separately. But right now they've always been included just because there's not a lot of inventory being sold. So,
right.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, how many townhouses or condos sold?
Oh, wow. So we had just one, right? Looks like just one sold.
And that was a two bedroom.
Yep. Two bedroom. And it sold for $210,000.
That's a two bedroom. So that's, I was talking to a resident last night, Paul, and I'm sure he's listening. I heard last night he's quite the fan of yours.
Aw, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Paul was saying to his wife, she said something about the Enclave and she says, where is that again? Or something like that. And then Paul jumped in. She goes, what do you mean you don't know about the Enclave? Didn't you hear about Kristen moving there and the windows and the whole nine? He went down the whole story. And I said, wow, you really do listen. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I'm on YouTube all the time. So he doesn't actually listen to the podcast. He actually
watches it
once it's on YouTube.
Oh, good. So hi, Paul. I'm waving.
So thank you, Paul. Paul from New York. Tony from New York for watching, listening. Yeah. We appreciate you. But in the lakes, we had... Five that sold, which is good. And
that's
four of them went in South Lake and the other one was on Songbird. So that average is coming out about 185.24 a square foot. So for all of you folks who are down in the lakes, South Lake and East Lake, sales are coming along. Prices are rising. It's quite interesting to look at each section of Harmony.
So right.
And you know what I noticed? Because you could do the Enclave. There's a few that came up, but I know there has to be more going on as far as sales, but they're still not showing up on county. Because I double check. Like I do MLS, and then I'll go to county because I could pull by community or street.
So when we closed, we actually got a paper, a disclosure that we had to sign that said that it was behind and it would take like up to 6 weeks to show.
Oh, really?
So,
from county?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. COVID? I don't know.
Yes, like COVID.
Yeah, everything is. No. Short staff, I'm sure. And so they said it's taking a long time to get entered. So
okay.
Running about the 6 week mark. So I'm sure we'll start to see them. So maybe we kind of revisit those at a later time. But yeah, I think my whole side. So when you come into the Enclave, we're on the right on Wingspan. And I think that whole side of the street, except for, you know, a handful at the very beginning, are closed.
Oh, so that's so, more than we've been, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be 10, 15, you know, probably more houses closed. So it's nice. And it is nice because, you know, that means there's less construction trucks.
So I can get it a little easier. Let me ask you, though, are they passing around the basket? Because I heard it was getting passed.
I think the basket died at somebody's house. I don't know. It wasn't mine.
Come on, folks.
But no, they have been passing around all the other tips and tricks that we're having to do, you know, being a new community and trying to... I can't get Amazon delivery. Okay. I think I told you this. I told her this already. I couldn't get Bella Roma to deliver to me because they said they don't deliver past the high school. But they deliver to the lakes, which is literally right, like,
across,
I mean, part of the lakes. Like, but so we couldn't get pizza delivered. It was a whole debacle to feed my moving team. But
So what happened? Are they going to deliver?
I don't know. Quentin got, he just went and picked it up. And so we'll have to call back another day when we have a little bit more patience to explain exactly where we are, because we don't show up on any Google Maps or anything like that. So nobody wants to deliver to us.
I wondered about that. Yeah. I was talking to someone this morning about your address. I can't tell you why, but I basically told them, you're probably not even going to find it on Google Maps, so let me tell you how to get there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, I think I even gave him the gate code, because I was like, the gate shouldn't be locked. I said, but I would hate for you to go and it be locked.
Right.
So here's the gate code. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
But that's good. I mean, yeah, we do have quite a few that closed in the enclave. So I do think that we had more than 13 sold total last month, especially because if I'm not mistaken, the end of April was the end of Jones's fiscal year. So they were really trying to cram them in at the end of the month and get them closed. So.
But you have cable and all this worked out.
Yes. So they ended up putting it in. We got cable, was finally available for our house the Friday after we closed. So we were only 3 days without internet, but we got all set up and everything plugged in.
So we have Don and Rachel to thank for that.
Yes, we do.
First residents there, and they were relentless, yes, and they got it done.
Yeah. So I'm very thankful to Don and Rachel. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. But overall in Harmony, it seems like a healthy market. Do you remember what we had in pending for last month?
No, you're going to have to use your computer for that, because yeah, I didn't bring that. But I will tell you that I was looking at the highest price per square foot per category. And it looks like Harmony West is winning on that. There were three sales, and the average was $219.85. And then the next one was just our regular resales, but we only had two resales, and that came out to $193.17. It's interesting how you watch that. I mean, overall, all the sales was $190. You can't go by that at all.
Right.
We talked about square footage before, but...
Right. And you know, it's funny because we also talked last month. I think it actually might have been the Discover St. Cloud podcast. But we talked about the difference in the value of a one-story home versus a two-story home. And if you look, all of those homes in Harmony West were one-story.
Yes, yes, that's true. Yeah, we do that. We do that on the all the zip codes in St. Cloud. We'll separate by one-story, two-story. It's a big difference, price per square foot.
It really is, and it's kind of crazy, mm-hmm, like how much of a difference it makes. So, you know, price per square foot-wise, it seems that the one-story homes are always higher price per square foot, yeah, than the two-story, mm-hmm, which is very interesting. So I should have bought a one-story house. Sorry, guys. No.
Well, and then also, we talked about this before, that the appraisers only appraise one-stories with one-stories and two-stories with two-stories. So if someone, and again, that's why we talked about this, price per square foot is hard to go by.
Right.
Because you can't compare a two-story. The appraisers won't even include a two-story and compare it with a one-story.
Right.
You know, I mean, unless there's some outlier that's the only house available or right, something. I don't know. That's an appraisal question. I really don't know.
Right.
So this is a quick synopsis of everything that's going on. I think the only areas left in Harmony to build is that big lot right across the street from Harmony Community School. Mm-hmm. That whole lot is available. And then, of course, by the townhouse is Ashley Park, that mm-hmm, whole big lot up by, you know, the Harmony Square up top, right? And
then what about, like, Habitat? What's the... is it Grand Heron?
Oh, right.
Those,
right. Oh,
yeah, handful of lots right there.
Right. So that's when you come to the Harmony West entrance, to the left. Yeah, mm-hmm, that was supposed to be designed for townhouses.
Right.
I don't know what's happening with that. I haven't heard any murmuring about that.
Right.
And then the one other area is like Area M, which is behind the... what is it behind? The garden, back by the garden. And there's old dirt moving now, and they're supposed to be building not that many houses, 60 or 65 houses back there, but mm-hmm, it's called Area M.
So. And then there's one more section back in the lakes too, isn't there? But past us, past the little...
Yeah, I'm sorry. And for those that are in the lakes, we still have more growth back there, yeah.
Yeah, one more section of houses.
So there's not a lot. I mean, really, when you think about it, because when builders start building, they really... you know, they go full out.
Right. Right. Just like in the enclave. I mean, they have 82 houses and every single one of them has started already. So I think I only have to deal with construction for a couple more months and we'll be in the clear. So
I know. Stop getting those nails in the tires. They manage to
find them.
the other thing, I don't know if but you probably haven't received anything like, you know, folks, you always get letters in the mail from companies saying, hey, I'll be a cash buyer, buy your house, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you're bombarded with it. But it was interesting because I was reaching out to one of my former landlords, and I just happened to catch him on the week that I guess he had received a letter from someone, an investor. And he was actually, lucky for me, the investor, sorry about the dog. Lucky for me, the investor does their inspection up front. So normally you go into contract and you do your inspection. Well, this investor told him right up front that he's doing the inspection. So when I was talking to him, I said, well, what are you selling your house for? And he was like, it was $100,000 less than it should have been, at least.
Right. And he had no idea because he'd owned the home for a very long time. Yes. So to him, he was like, oh, this is great. But it
cash
really,
investor, whatever. Right. And he said, your house is worth so much more. I said, I'll buy it for that amount.
Right.
I said to him, that investor is going to buy that house and is going to flip it. So he went back to the investor and gave him the price that I gave him. And basically the investor said, nope, this is the price I'm giving you. So he said, nope, well then I'm not selling it. I turned around and I sold it. It just literally is like closing like a Monday. Like, it was just so, and he got basically over $100,000 more in his pocket.
Right.
So.
Which, incredible. So definitely if you're getting those letters and you're kind of thinking of the idea, definitely reach out to us because we'd love to give you a price on your house. An accurate price on your house. So again, a lot of these people are not local. It's not like they're driving by and seeing your house. They're just kind of like pulling you up on the internet. Oh, you've owned it for a while. You probably have some equity. Yeah. Let me throw a number out at you. And so definitely, reach out to us because you don't want to get taken advantage of and leave money on the table because they will turn around and sell it.
Yeah. And his worked out really good. He ended up with another cash contract, but it was not an investor, and because he had tenants in the house, I just signed the lease. They're letting him stay for the remainder of the lease.
Oh, that's awesome.
So those folks were happy. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But anyway, and he lived out of state again, not knowing.
Right. Right.
But it only takes a phone call. It doesn't, no commitment to us at all. If you just want to know, thinking about it, whatnot. But we'll compare it to properties that have actually sold. So right. That was a good story, though.
That was.
Yeah, I was happy for him. Happy he ended up with more cash in his pocket.
Absolutely. Well, one thing it's going to be hard for me to find what was pending last month, but I kind of see 68 pending. Were they a lot of, actually, I'm going to look it up because you're going to say, I don't know, I didn't look that far. I wonder if there's a lot of houses over in Harmony West that are pending.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, I don't feel like I've seen 68 listings in Harmony in the past, couple of weeks. So that's crazy that there's, let's see where the cluster of them are. Oh, no, there's quite a few in ours. I mean, there's a good chunk in Harmony West, in Harmony West, but in actual Harmony, it's still pretty healthy. So. Yeah.
And don't forget that a lot of people put the house and they might not close right away. We have a lot of that going on,
Right.
Sometimes folks don't have a place to move to and then they want a 60-day close or a 90-day close and buyers are willing to wait. So,
right.
That kind of builds up that pending number also.
Right.
But, only 13 total active. That's not a lot at all.
No, it's really not.
We're the sleeping zip code. We're very quiet out here.
People don't want to leave.
That's true. That's true. Not a lot of turnover.
Right.
But if you're in 34771, it's going gangbusters out there. It's also crowded.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Anyway.
Well, that's great. So thanks so much, guys, for joining us for this week's episode of Discover Harmony Florida. You can always find the monthly market reports on the website at CorcoranConnect.com. Just go to Communities, find Harmony, and you'll see the market reports right there. And we'll leave a link in the description of the podcast as well. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for us, go ahead and either shoot us an email at DiscoverHarmonyFlorida@gmail.com or give us a call at 844-CORCORAN. That's 1-844-CORCORAN. And I guess we will see you in the next episode.
And thanks for listening, Paul.